Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. I'm certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. When people talk about the future, they're often hesitant and anxious. I'm sure you'll have heard people saying, things just keep going from bad to worse, or what a terrible world to be brought up in. Paul is so different. He looks at the Philippians' future from God's perspective and is confident that God won't let them down. He believes God will complete what he has begun. Isn't it wonderful to know that our future is absolutely secure in God's hands? But that knowledge shouldn't cause us to become complacent. Later in this letter, Paul writes about pressing on like an athlete so that he could get to know the Lord better. One of the most valuable ways of getting to know God better is through reading the Bible. I hope these notes are helpful to you, but I'd always encourage you to read more of the Bible. You might find it helpful to read through the Bible in 1 year. Having done so myself a few times in recent years, I strongly recommend this. But I know it's not for everyone. What matters is that we each find effective ways of getting to know the Bible better and give time to listening to God. When Paul wrote to his young friend Timothy, he told him that all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. The only Scripture available at the time was, of course, the Old Testament. How much more blessed are we? If you want to become stronger in your Christian life, I encourage you to read the Bible, enjoy it, and get to know the Lord much better. So let me ask you this. Are you looking to the future with confidence? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, loving Lord, that our future is entirely secure in your hands. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.